Stag, this is dictating on Alice Demrest. That's Alice, A-L-I-C-E. Alice Demrest is D-E-M-R-E-S-T. D as in David, E-M-R-E-S-T, Demrest, M as in Mary. Date of birth is 9/28/59. Rate of visit, 4/14/26. Leave a copy for David Carpenter, M.D. C-A-R-P-E-N-T-E-R, Carpenter. David Carpenter, M.D. Next paragraph. Dear David, thank you for sending Alice Demrest for evaluation. Next. His present illness. This is a this is a 66-year-old female who has a past history of COPD and emphysema. Has had severe arthritis of her left knee, for which she has been scheduled to have knee replacement surgery. The patient complains of trouble ambulating and she has joint pains, particularly in the knee, and has shortness of breath with exertion, as well as a cough. The patient has been on bronchodilators and uses a nebulizer twice a day with budesonide and albuterol and ipratropium solution. There is no recent chest x-ray to review. She also has been overweight. But denies any history for snoring or apnea. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of COPD and emphysema, past history of C-section times 3, and history for atrial fibrillation and depression. She has had lumbar disc fusion in the past and has degenerative arthritis. And has hypolipidemia. Next paragraph. Allergies, non-drug allergies. Next, habits. The patient smoked 2 packs per day for 40 years and quit in February of 26. No alcohol use. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of heart disease. Mother died of uterine cancer. Next paragraph. Medalist included duloxetine 60 milligrams daily, Eliquis 5 milligrams BID, Lutazem 120 milligrams daily, oxybutynin 10 milligrams a day, gabapentin 300 milligrams BID, celecoxib 200 milligrams daily, atorvastatin 10 milligrams daily, and bupropion 150 milligrams BID. Roflumilast 1 daily, 500 micrograms. Next paragraph. system review of the patient had no weight loss, fever or fatigue, no double vision, but has cataracts. There's no hoarseness, nosebleeds, or sore throat. And she denies urinary frequency, burning, or flank pain. She has no hay fever, but has some wheezing and shortness of breath, no abdominal pains, nausea, vomiting, no rectal bleeding or heartburn, no blood black stools or diarrhea. She has no chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pains, no palpitations or leg swelling. She has depression. And next paragraph. She has joint pains, muscle stiffness, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph. Can you please add in the med list nebulizer with albuterol and Atrovent solution, BID, and budesonide, 0.5 milligrams BID. Next paragraph, physical exam. This is a moderately overweight, middle-aged white female, is alert, no distress, no pallor, cyanosis, clubbing of peripheral edema. Blood pressure 130 by 80, pulse 75, respiration 16, temperature 97 to weight is 157, saturation 98. HEND and non-sphalic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and scattered wheezes in the upper chest. Heart and the anthems are irregular. Heart sounds are regular, S1 and S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no venom, megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions, no edema. No cap tenderness. Reflex of the 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1. COPD is emphysema. Number 2 is degenerative arthritis. Left knee. And number 3 is atrial fibrillation. Number 4 is depression. Number 5 is hyperlipidemia. Next plan, the patient will go for a low-dose chest CT and a copy of her pulmonary function study will be requested. She will use budesonide 0.5 milligram NEBS BID, ipratropium 0.5 milligrams BID, as well as albuterol NEBS 2.5 milligrams TID and PRN. The patient will come back for a follow-up visit in 4 weeks at 3 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for the consultation. Copy for David Carpenter, MD. David Carpenter, MD. Thank you. This is Dr. D'Souza.